today. It is 7:40 at WEOL, but some bright spot to bring to the month of June was the lifting of the COVID-19 health orders that occurred yesterday. We have with us Dave Koval, Health Commissioner from Lorain County Public Health. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So what's the difference between the day before yesterday and yesterday? How is our life changing, in a sense?
Well, you know, we've seen this coming for a few weeks and certainly, you know, maybe a month or two, where as our cases kept coming down and our vaccine keeps going up, we knew we were going to get this thing in the rearview mirror pretty soon and get back to normal.
And what does that sort of mean? Are we then, I guess, the mask order is not a part of it? I guess it becomes sort of a personal choice at that point. And what about all sort of the different protocol that we've been sort of used to this last year?
Yeah, so think about this. We know that vaccinated people are pretty well protected. We occasionally have a breakthrough case, someone who's vaccinated but still gets symptoms. But even if that does happen, they're very mild. And so it's very rare that we'll get a breakthrough case. And if we do, it's extremely rare that they end up in the hospital. So again, you know, if you get vaccinated, we know we're pretty well protected, and we don't need to worry as much about masking and distancing and other things.
Now, is mask something that could return at some other time, or do some people still need to be wearing the mask at this point?
Well, a couple things. First, there are some people who still aren't vaccinated. So, again, I'd suggest they wear their mask and keep distance until they get a chance to get vaccinated. And then, so one of the things that we really found with masks is it's the same protocols that we put together for COVID-19 can really stop the flu. And so when you think about before you go and throw all your masks away or have a mask burning party or something like that, you know, make sure you think about keeping a couple. And here's why. We know that folks tend to go to work even if they have a cold or the flu sometimes. And I remember in my 20s, it was a badge of honor to go to work even though I was feeling great that day. And so, again, some folks will do that. And so, again, that's an opportunity during cold and flu season where if we did wear a mask, you could actually stop from giving it to your fellow coworker. And so, again, you know, hang on to a few, and I think you will see some people wear them during cold and flu season.
And, of course, now we're all sort of getting back out. What's any kind of recommendations for when you're in large crowds? What if you're in an elevator with 10 different people? I mean, these are situations that come up or we have these events. Are we still sort of off the hook for a lot of this now?
Yeah, so if you're vaccinated, you're really well protected, and you really don't need to worry too much. Again, the chances of you having a breakthrough case are really slim, and the chances of it being serious are even more slim. So, again, if you're vaccinated, you can pretty much go back to normal. It's folks who aren't vaccinated. Unfortunately, there are some folks who have determined they're not going to get vaccinated, and sadly, we'll have some people that don't have good health outcomes, won't be great. And so, again, those folks should get vaccinated as soon as they can. But once you are, you really are pretty well protected in any setting.
Dave, is there anything sort of left in the tank, so to speak, to maybe convince those who have not gotten a vaccine to go and get vaccinated? Obviously, like you mentioned, that's sort of the next big step towards getting back to normal, and people have sort of firmly planted their flag on either side of that fence. But is there anything left to try and maybe get those people out to a vaccine clinic?
Yeah, so a few weeks ago, you know, this was a conversation between the health commissioners and the governor about, you know, how do we incentivize people to get vaccinated? Now, little did we know the governor was going to come up with $1 million to incentivize people, but it really there's about probably 20% of the population that it may never get vaccinated, and so, but there is a group now about 10 or 15% that we really could get to. And they've kind of procrastinated, you know, kicked the can down the road. Well, I guess I'll get it at some point. And those are the folks we're trying to reach now. And so we're making it much more convenient. Maybe some folks had barriers, like they couldn't get to a vaccine clinic or something like that. And so those are the ones we're really concentrating on right now. And so we think we can get even more vaccinated over the next month or two.
Where are children in all of this equation right now?
Well, I think, as you know, 12 and above can get vaccinated, and I recommend they get vaccinated now because then they have a chance at a full ride to school, which would, or college, which would be a great thing. But they can now get vaccinated. Under 12 is probably going to get approved sometime by the fall, and so there'll be some opportunity to get younger ones vaccinated. But it's important to remember, kids don't normally get very bad symptoms. They spread it around, but again, their symptoms are not, it's more, much more rare for them to have a really bad health outcome.
We know when we first got into this and they were, you know, Operation Lightspeed, I think it was called, whatever, getting the vaccines, different companies coming out. What kind of research are they still doing now, ongoing, even after the vaccines have been out? What type of things are they doing to test it? Because obviously it's still an ongoing, I would assume, just understanding what the vaccine is doing, how well it's working, any side effects, long-term, things like that.
Yeah. So early on, you know, there were some people that said, you know, I'm not sure, I want to wait. It seems like it was created quickly. It is important to remember these vaccines have been researched for decades. They just this is the first time, you know, for the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna, that they ever were produced, you know, for a vaccine. But they were working on that technology for a while. And they were tested on over 30,000 people, each of the studies. But now we've given out over 300 million vaccines just here in the United States. And so they've been monitoring for symptoms and for any kind of adverse effects and how effective they've been. And frankly, that's the largest study you'll ever see for a vaccine, 300 million people. And so, again, very little side effects. Very temporary and really effective.
So that's the United States. Other things we hear from different countries around the world, they may be on a different timeline of way things are. What should we be worried about related to what's happening in other countries and or if we decide to do some traveling too?
Yeah, so a couple things. It is really important for the remainder of the world to try to get vaccinated. And so, again, you'll start to see more and more focus on this. And the reason why is you've heard of variants. The virus mutates a little bit. And right now, all the variants are protected by the vaccine. But if you get into a situation where they start to mutate too much while people aren't vaccinated, we're worried that one of them could jump the vaccine and then we would be, you know, back to having to deal with a virus that the vaccine didn't cover any longer. And so it'll be important over the next year or so for the remainder of the world to get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
You know, this past year, there's been a lot of mental health issues, people with anxiety like that. And separate from sort of being vaccinated, I suppose, how do some people who maybe have still anxiety about a lot of this help them kind of reacclimate? Any suggestions on that?
Yeah, so it's important to remember, it takes about 60 days to have a habit, right, whether that's good or a bad habit. And it takes about 60 days to come out of that. So it's going to take a little time. So I think a couple things I'd suggest. One, there are going to be people who want to continue to wear a mask, even if they are vaccinated, and we need to let them do that. We need to make sure that we're being reasonable and not getting fights over who's wearing a mask and not wearing a mask. That's a really important piece as we move through this time. The other thing is if folks are struggling, they can go to LorainCountyHealth.com, and we have a link to some mental health help and some other issues, you know, any issues they may be having to really get some help if they really feel kind of that pressure or that anxiety. And we partner with the Mars Board to really kind of help folks who are in that situation.
Now, I see we talked about getting the vaccine. You have some vaccine clinics coming up Saturday, June 5th at Elyria High School from 9 to 4, also Lorain High School from 9 to 1. And you can go to LorainCountyHealth.com to find out about the times and locations as well. Okay, so now that the pandemic is in the rearview mirror, I say that sort of in a way, what focuses do you have for the health department now? What are some of the things that you want to remind people about? I suppose anything that's been chronic. And I see you have the 1-800-QUIT-NOW. I know what that line's for. We just passed over a tobacco-free day, I think it was, the other day as well. So these are things you want to get the word out about?
Yeah, so, you know, the health department does a lot of things, right? And so when we're in the middle of a pandemic, people see all the things that we're doing. But some of the other pieces, the chronic disease pieces that we really concentrate on, are really, you know, come back into the focus. And so one of the big concerns is a lot of people didn't get screened for cancer screenings. They didn't go to some of their checkups during COVID-19, and that can really have a bad health outcome. So we're really trying to encourage folks to go back, make sure you get back to your regular doctor visit, and really try to, you know, make sure you're controlling any of your chronic diseases. Get out there and exercise. Get out there and eat better. And as you mentioned, we're really working on tobacco and we have a quit line that's connected to our website you can go to, or 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and it can really help people stop smoking. And again, these are other things that are causing, you know, bad health outcomes. So again, we're really going to get back to a little bit more of normal, you know, over the next few weeks.
Dave, I know also your time is coming to an end, right? Isn't that happening soon for you?
Well, hopefully my time isn't coming to an end, but my time as health commissioner, I am planning on retiring at the end of the year.
Okay.
And so maybe on the next radio show, I can introduce the deputy health commissioner who should be taking over for me next year.
Okay. Words that I have to be careful with choices of words, especially talking to a health person as well about that. We appreciate Dave. Have a good summer. We'll talk with you soon again. Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Dave Koval joining us, health commissioner here, at least for the next year, end of the year.